Good morning, Will Robinson with you today, and we have some special guests in our studio. First, we have the amazing Peggy Taphorn, producing artistic director of the Temple Theater, and we also have cast members Philip Powell, Stephen Moore, and Nikki Hart from the upcoming production of Boeing Boeing. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Peggy, I've got to confess to you, I haven't seen this production, nor have I seen the 1965 film version. So please give me and our listeners a little preview about Boeing Boeing.
Sure. Well, it is a traditional French farce. It's set in the 1960s, and our lead character, played by Philip, whom you're going to hear from in a minute, finds himself engaged, happily engaged, to three different airline hostesses at the same time. His best friend comes to visit from America, and it just so happens Boeing Boeing comes up with a faster jet. So all three stewardesses find themselves in his Paris apartment at the same time. So, of course, hilarity and mayhem ensues.
Okay, well, let's start with Nikki Hart. Nikki, you're going to be playing the role of Gabrielle.
That is right.
And yes. I just want to ask you, how does it feel to be transported back to the 1960s?
Well, I think it's not too hard. I mean, I am a little older, so I can kind of remember some things. I did see the movie, which I thought was really good, but it's not hard. I think the only difference is, of course, Bernard, he is keeping track of his fiancés using a timetable to see the flights instead of a cell phone, which I think people would use nowadays, or, you know.
I'm laughing and I haven't even seen it yet. Philip Powell, of course, you're going to be playing the cad. Are you the lovable cad or the not-so-lovable cad, Bernard?
I like to think of myself as a lovable cad. That's how I would describe both myself and the character. My character is a very ambitious man. He thinks that he can take on this task of managing the schedules of all these different air hostesses coming in and out of his Paris flat. And he is a fun guy, but you're right, he's a lovable cad. He's somebody we sympathize with, but only to a certain degree, because at the end of the day, he is a liar. So.
But he has gotten three women to fall in love with him and agree to marry him, so he has to have some redeeming qualities.
That's right. We're going to assume that he has at least a modicum of charm. But
Stephen Moore, you're portraying Robert, who is Bernard's friend, and you become involved in Robert's complicated life, his love life, when you stay at his apartment. Just how sympathetic can you be to this gentleman?
Well, I think Robert is, conservative in his views and his upbringing, and he has a somewhat simple existence back in the United States. So as much as he finds this to be a little bit bewildering that anybody could live like this, I think there's a part of him that is very intrigued by it and titillated by it and thinks, well, you know, maybe let's see how the other half lives. So because of our friendship, it's very easy to start trying to help support and make this thing work as it starts to slide apart and also get pulled into it because it becomes very intoxicating.
Well, Peggy, you're taking on an extra role. You'll be on stage as Gretchen, one of Bernard's flight attendant fiancés. Now, obviously, this is a 1960s comedy, and it was originally written for a French audience. Does the farcical nature of the production allow it to travel well into 2019?
I think so, yes. And I think that if you go in, like we were talking about earlier, with the concept of this is the 1960s, times were different, people were different, the world was very different. Once you buy into that concept, the rest of it makes perfect sense. And it's really just a lot of fun. There's actually a lot of girl power, believe it or not, in this show. It's kind of the three women and the one character of the maid who sort of dominate these men, even though the men sort of think they're in charge. It's the ladies who really are making it all happen. So I think there are good lessons, you know. Life is fun. There's a time for everything in your life, and I think all of the characters in this play sort of end up with what they're looking for, whether they knew they were looking for it or not, and in a very funny way.
I read a review from 2008, and then the critic said, "This show has no earthly right to be as funny as it is." Why does this show work so well?
Well, I think it works well. It's doesn't matter, I think, what time, I mean, the 1960s or today. I mean, it's funny to watch people kind of fumble, and because it's a kind of a love triangle, it's so hilarious.
I think it is a hilarious version of Mad Men. And I mean that, you know, Who wouldn't want to see that? Everybody loves farce. Audiences love farce because they know that it's going to be extra silly. And this show really delivers on the promise of being extra silly. Bernard and Robert construct this elaborate lie that gets more and more complex as more and more variables come on board. And audiences like to see that. They like to see how a person can keep the ball aloft like that and or when it's going to come down, because eventually it will come down.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just it's a fun romp. And again, I think it is funnier than it should be. Mostly because I think I've assembled the strongest cast in Temple Theater history to pull off this romp.
That's
so
right.
I'm excited to share this talent with our audience as well.
Well, Peggy, the one thing we can always count on from the Temple Theater is quality. And that's what we're expecting here. Obviously, we want people to be assured of getting good seats. Please tell us about showtimes and how to order tickets.
Sure. Well, we offer matinees on Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays at 2 p.m., and then evening shows Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. And you can go to our website, which is templeshows.com, or call the box office at 919-774-4155. So we just hope to see you at the Temple. And again, you can always just walk up as well and get one of all our seats at the Temple are good seats.
Peggy Taphorn, Nikki Hart, Philip Powell, Stephen Moore. Thanks for taking your preparation time to come over and talk with us about Boing Boing.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Boing Boing opens at Sanford's Temple Theater tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. and continues through Sunday, March 3rd. Order your tickets now to ensure great seats. And we want to give two lucky people a chance to see this show. If you're the first or second callers, you'll receive a pair of tickets to see Boing Boing. The numbers to call are 919-775-1031 or toll-free 877-778-1031.
Life 103.1, WLHC-FM.